Street, Paul, Town of St. Paul Council approved increases to both the Apex and ATCO franchise fees during the September 26 regular council meeting, following recommendations by administration being put forward. This means homeowners could be paying about $4 more per month on both utilities, as of January 1, 2023, if the increase is approved by the Alberta Utilities Commission. When we look at the growing concern of balancing a budget, administration ultimately is looking at how can we think of efficiencies, how can we be leaner, how can we capitalize on opportunities that exist and make sense, said Sow Stephen Jeffery, speaking to town council about the proposed increases on Monday evening. Administration believes the increase in franchise fees is an area the municipality could benefit, said Jeffery, adding, it's not a lot. It's not the answer. But it is a step in the right direction. Chief Financial Officer for the Town of St. Paul Mitchell Bachelet was also in attendance at the council meeting, clarifying and explaining the potential impacts of the proposed increases. When speaking to the ATCO franchise fee, Bachelet explains that the Town of St. Paul's fee is currently set at 7%. He offered comparisons to other municipalities, which shows Smoky Lake also at 7%, Vermilion at 8%, Vigreville at 10%, Stettler at 11.10%, and Bonnyville slightly lower at 6.8%. A breakdown of some of the situations and how it would impact consumer bills was also presented to council. A residential consumer with 650 kWh usage over 30 days would see increases that range from $1.98 to $9.80, when considering a 1% to 5% increase. The recommendation by administration was a 2% increase. Count. Ron Boisvert made a motion for the recommended motion. He stated he was happy to see the information presented showing the impact of the proposed increase. Consumers will pay about $4 a month with a 2% increase, heard council. Also, the ATCO franchise fee hasn't been increased since 2003. We did have a robust discussion around this as well, said Mayor Maureen Miller, speaking to conversations that occurred at a previous committee of the whole meeting earlier in the month. She noted that the franchise fee increase will spread the load out among all groups, including schools and provincial facilities, for example. Multiple facilities, such as schools and churches, for example, are tax-exempt. Therefore, increasing a mill rate when the town does its budget process doesn't affect those groups. Council wanted to look at how to encompass some of the usage of those major facilities, which is why the franchise fee increase has been proposed. This actually shares the weight of the entire community, said Miller, adding, the increase is fair and equitable to everyone. A motion for a 2% increase on the ATCO franchise fees was carried, following discussions. Funds gathered through the franchise fee goes back into the town of St. Paul's general revenue. It's a block of revenue that assists the municipality in general operations, explained Jeffery. We need to build some reserves. If we're not collecting on the front end, how can we build a reserve? He posed. Ultimately, those reserves could be used to fund projects, said the Sow. The discussion then turned to the Apex franchise fee, which deals with gas consumption. Bachelet explained that the current fee is set at 22%, and the cap is 35%. Examples of other community fees presented to council included Bonnyville at 20%, Stettler at 30%, Two Hills at 23% and Elk Point at 16%. The impact on a normal residential user with a 1% increase would be about 80 cents a month, and a 5% increase would be about $3.98 per month. Administration recommended a 5% increase for the Apex franchise fee. Count. Sid Sood made a motion for the recommended increase. During discussions, Count. Brad Amon voiced concern about the proposed increase. I do have some concerns about raising it 5%. I do appreciate what we're trying to achieve, but I am also concerned that we're downloading a cost to homeowners. Everybody's facing challenges, said Amon. He noted he was concerned about using the franchise fees to build reserves or balance a budget. The total amount collected through the Apex franchise fee would increase from about $634,000 to $778,000, with the proposed increase. Administration explained they chose 5% for Apex because it came to a similar dollar amount as the ATCO increase, per bill for the average resident, which is $4 a month. The Apex franchise fee hasn't changed for 7 years. The motion for the 5% increase was carried. Changes still have to be approved by the Alberta Utility Commission, along with other processes taking place.